For WKU Public Radio, I'm Joe Corcoran. A new survey of air quality and hospitality venues in Bowling Green shows a recent smoke-free ordinance has had a significant impact on air quality readings. The study was conducted just 5 months after the implementation of the city's smoke-free ordinance. Dan Modlin has more on the story.
Sue Duncan is a Smoke-Free Communities Coalition volunteer who says secondhand smoke has created a number of problems for her in the workplace.
I have asthma that is aggravated by secondhand smoke. When I have an attack, I feel that I can't breathe, and it is often followed by bronchitis. In the past, I have had problems in finding jobs where I'm not exposed to secondhand smoke, including those dealing with the care of children and disabled adults.
Stories like Sue's, as well as concerns about the well-being of youngsters and people who work in restaurants and bars, have prompted many communities to adopt smoke-free ordinances. Hillary Sidney is the indoor air quality coordinator with the Kentucky Center for Smoke-Free Policy. She says 10 hospitality venues that had been monitored before the ordinance took effect in Bowling Green were also monitored in September and October after the ordinance was approved.
Basically, we assessed 10 hospitality venues located in Bowling Green after the smoke-free ordinance. They were all sampled using the machine, and this was from September 15th to October 11th, 2011.
That machine is the TSI Side Pack, which takes air quality readings every 60 seconds.
The average PM2.5 level in Bowling Green was 21 micrograms per cubic meter. So that is an 83% decline in fine particle air pollution in Bowling Green from the pre-ordinance level of 122 micrograms per cubic meter. The level of indoor air pollution in Bowling Green public venues was also lower than the national ambient air quality standard for outdoor air. There is no standard for indoor air, so the goal is to be as close to zero as possible.
Across the state, 34 Kentucky communities have now enacted smoke-free laws and regulations, while 20 have implemented comprehensive policies requiring all workplaces and indoor public places to be smoke-free. Dr. Rick Vokes is a Bowling Green pediatrician who says secondhand smoke is more dangerous than many people believed in the past.
A huge increase in knowledge came about in 2006 when the Surgeon General report came out. It was a 700-page report going over all of the known knowledge about secondhand smoke at that time. Their conclusion was, the scientific evidence indicates that there is no risk-free level of exposure to secondhand smoke. So that means as soon as you walk into a room where people are smoking, you start damaging your heart and lungs. As you would expect, the damage from secondhand smoke is similar to actually smoking. The same chemicals are there, carbon monoxide, nicotine, radioactive polonium, about 3,000 other chemicals that have been measured so far, including about 25 known to cause cancer.
As a pediatrician, Dr. Volk says he's especially concerned about the impact secondhand smoke is having on children.
Children get most of their secondhand smoke from their parents smoking in the home. And there's a really interesting report that just came out a few months ago in the Pediatric Journal. They looked at 55,000 children and measured mental effects and the incidence of ADHD, learning disabilities, any kind of mental disabilities, conduct disorders, and looked at how many of them were in the smoke-exposed group and how many were in the non-smoke exposed group, and there was a huge difference. There was a 50% increase in two or more behavioral disorders in the children that were exposed to secondhand smoke. So that's big news in the pediatric world.
The air quality study in Bowling Green was funded by the Kentucky Cancer Consortium and the Barron River District Health Department. Once again, Hillary Sidney.
The takeaway message here is that there's significant improvement in your air quality here in Bowling Green.
If you'd like more information on the study in Bowling Green, you can contact Carol Douglas of the Barron River District Health Department. For WKU Public Radio, this is Dan Modlin.